Let's check in now with StoryCorps and their Military Voices Initiative. Each Saturday between now and Veterans Day, we'll hear a new story from the men and women who've served in the post-9/11 conflicts. Today, a conversation between a soldier and his Iraqi interpreter. Paul Braun is a sergeant with the 34th Military Police Company in the Minnesota Army National Guard. In 2009, he was serving near Basra in Iraq when his company was assigned an interpreter. The American soldiers nicknamed him Philip. That's what we'll call him here. Philip came to the U.S. in late 2013 with Sergeant Braun's help. Now they live together in Minnesota. But Philip's wife and children are still in Iraq, and earlier this week he returned to his home there, hoping to reach his family and bring them back to the United States. Shortly before leaving, Philip sat down with Sergeant Braun and had this conversation for StoryCorps.
Do you remember the first day that we met?
Oh, you scared me, dude. Your attitude in the beginning and with your mohawk.
I scared everybody with that mohawk.
You told me, if you try to mess with my soldier, I will shoot you.
And what did you do?
I was smiling at
you. You smiled at me and said, someday we will be able to laugh about this conversation while we're drinking tea. And that's when I knew, I think this guy will be okay. We started to trust you, and since you fought with us and you bled with us and you lived with us, you became us. And my Iraqi interpreter became my American brother.
And my American soldier became my Iraqi brother. I used to hate America. You are our enemy, and that's it. And you're the only one who changed my mind. With you, I was talking about the similarity between us as people. It's just about being human, there or here.
I remember sitting down one day thinking I didn't want to leave you alone. I knew how dangerous it was for you because we saw those people that were murdered for being interpreters. And I was so afraid that that was going to happen to you. And it took years to get the proper documents to get you over here.
And I'm lucky to make it here.
You have three daughters and a son and a wife.
Yep.
I'm waiting for that day that you were able to bring them over here. How do you feel about having to go back to get your family?
I'm scared, actually, because of ISIS. They control the roads, and it's dangerous.
I hate to ask you, what do you think your odds of being able to make it back alive are?
Let's make it 50-50, man. Like, really 50-50.
It's frustrating hearing you talk about the dangers that you're going to go through over there and not being able to go with you to help you. As you helped me, I wanted to be able to help you back.
I appreciate you saying that, but really, you can't. Just pray for me. That's it. I love you, brother.
I love you too, brother. Inta l'akhoy.
Habibi.
That's Paul Braun, a sergeant in the Minnesota Army National Guard, and Philip, a former Iraqi interpreter, at StoryCorps in Blaine, Minnesota. Philip hopes to return to the U.S. with his family in February 2015. This interview will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. You can hear more from the Military Voices Initiative on the StoryCorps podcast that's available on iTunes and at npr.org.